Budget hearings are underway in Philadelphia City Council. Two big unanswered questions that have big dollar implications are dominating the discussion. Here's WHYY's Tom McDonald.
First to testify was Jane Slusser, the mayor's chief of staff. She says the city could have some serious issues depending on what's in or out of the federal budget.
The Trump administration's proposed budget cuts would be devastating to Philadelphia, with reductions in federal spending affecting a variety of areas, including low-income housing, emergency management, law enforcement, fire protection, public safety, health programming, and numerous other critical services.
Slusser says because of the city's sanctuary city status, the city could lose additional money from Washington and Harrisburg.
The threat of a possible reduction in funding from the Commonwealth remains as well through a variety of Senate and House bills that propose funding restrictions based on our and other counties following of the constitutional requirement that a criminal warrant be provided in order for us to detain individuals on behalf of the federal government.
Councilman Curtis Jones says he's concerned the city hasn't come up with any backup plans if these cuts become reality.
What concerns me most is that they're talking about retroactively taking grant money from us, which I don't know how do we take back expenditures that we've put out on the street.
The city also doesn't have a backup plan if the sweetened beverage tax is struck down in court. It's holding off work on libraries, recreation centers, and parks until the case is resolved, and that could endanger pre-K expansion planned for September. Councilman Bill Greenlee says he's concerned how to budget when money will be held in limbo, but doesn't think the budget itself is a hard sell.
There's always going to be questions about budget priorities. That's what the budget process is for. Without a tax increase proposal, I don't think the budget, as we're looking at it now, is going to be super problematic.
The budget has to be passed by the end of June, and a lot will likely change before then. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.